This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Friends, we've been studying for the past several broadcasts on the great topic, why you ought to want to go to heaven. We've engaged in this study in a rather unusual way in the sense that we've used an imaginary letter from a mother to a son, and she's offering various reasons as to why she wants him to go to heaven. Let me just read very quickly the main points that she has made in writing to him, and of course they apply to all of us because they are based upon Bible teaching. In this imaginary letter from the mother who's a Christian to her son who isn't, she tells him, first of all, I want you to go to heaven because it is the place where our Father will wipe away all tears. Secondly, she tells him she wants him to go to heaven because it is a place where there will never be decay. The home will not decay, and our bodies will not decay. Again, in the third place, she tells him that she wants him to go to heaven because heaven is a place where there will be no sorrow. Fourth, she tells him she wants him to go to heaven because it is a place where there will be no death. In the fifth place, she tells him she wants him to go to heaven because to become a Christian is to live in such a way as to guarantee that one can be in eternity in a place where there will be no pain. In the sixth place, she tells him that she wants him to go to heaven because it is a place which is free from sin, from filth, and from unrighteousness. In the seventh place, she tells him that she wants him to go to heaven because it is a place where the right ambitions of both men and women are realized. In the eighth place, she tells him that she wants him to go to heaven because heaven is a place of rest. Rest from our labors and toils upon this earth. In the ninth place, she has told him that she wants him to go to heaven because it is a place of infinite beauty. And now we come to the final point that we're going to study in this series. And the mother tells her son, I want you to go to heaven because heaven is the final abode of those with whom the Lord is in death. And she goes on to say, you know, my son, the Bible teaches that when the wicked die, they simply lift up their eyes in torment. But when the righteous die, they are not alone. When we die, no matter how dear some human being may be to us, our wife or husband, son or daughter, mother, father, they can only go with us so far. They may hold our hands by the bedside in the hospital or at home. They may whisper words of comfort, but they cannot go with us all the way over the chilly waters of the river of death. But Jesus has taught us that he will not leave us alone. He will not leave us comfortless. You know, the psalmist said in the long ago, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so as we watch others die, we know that we can go with them only so far. But those who are going to heaven will not have to, as the old song says, cross Jordan alone. I love that old song. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. And it affirms that Christ will be with us. We won't have to go down the valley alone. There's another great song. We're going down the valley one by one. And we are. We look about us every day. We read the obituary columns in the newspaper. Every day there's a large number of names in our local newspaper. But if you live the Christian life, you can know that you won't have to go down that valley alone. You remember that each of us, we feel a great loneliness in this hour of death if it were not for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the woman goes on to say, my son, do not these reasons cause you to love the Lord, to realize all the things that he has done, that you might have the wonderful blessings of heaven, that wonderful place where there will be no pain, no tears, no sorrow, no death, no decay, no corruption, where you will be completely happy while serving and praising God forever and evermore. Doesn't this make you want to go to heaven? Doesn't it make you in the realization that in going to heaven you will miss the terrible torment of hell? I want to urge all in our audience today to read the Bible. Read every passage you can find in it about heaven. I believe it'll be an encouragement to you to live the Christian life. I'm glad you've been with us today and perhaps for all the series on heaven. And in the meantime, till we meet again, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.